minimum of 1/4 mile. So it can be expanded beyond a 1/4 mile. It could be expanded to a mile or 2 miles or 5 miles. Or
yes, as a matter of fact, it can be.
Let's see, what if there's no parcelization surrounding this 40 acres for 1.5 miles? And then they, you want to get a marginal, so you just expand it to 5 miles and you include some urban areas on the fringes of the city.
Well, first of all, Representative Hill, you cannot include those areas in the urban growth boundary.
Okay.
And as you get larger, you're going to have to get more parcel, more small lots, because, I mean, if you go out to 1,000 acres, then you've got to have 500 of those acres in 20 acres or less. So, I mean, as you expand, that 50% also grows and it gets more difficult to do. So, I mean, I don't think that's a problem, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Okay, we have before us, do I have a Representative Priestley move that we go with what the task force recommended, that we do it within a 1/4 mile perimeter? We will make that decision, and then we have to go whether 50% of the land should be parcels of 20 acres or less, or 60% of the land, which is what the task force could not make a decision on.
Or this one could be 200.
Madam Chair, a question.
Representative Van Leeuwen.
How does the 100 acres that we just voted on fit in?
That section would be gone. That's nullified. That section would be gone if we use, this would be a new way to use the parcelization test. And I think we have to remember all throughout this, most counties will not use a parcelization test. Most counties will use poor soils test. You will have the urban counties using this parcelization, and this is a new method for calculating what that small parcel test is. So you would eliminate on page 2 lines 5 through 7.
Madam Chair.
Basically.
The county could use both tests too.
Both?
Yes.
Probably will.
Yes. One or the other or both, or they don't have to do this, or they may do it.
Are we still going to exclude from this calculation areas designated for urban development? I presume we are.
Yes. You would exclude from the calculation areas designated for urban development or rural residential. What?
The rural residential, we're going to take that out.
Representative Priestley, if you'll read down, the only thing this task force couldn't decide on is whether you use a 50% or 60%. This calculation is to include the proposed marginal land. This calculation is to exclude areas within the urban growth boundaries adopted by the county or exceptions adopted by the county.
And rural residential is going to be in the calculation, isn't it?
Exceptions adopted by the county is another way of saying rural residential.
Yeah. Right now, rural residential are the exceptions. It's part of the exceptions process. Any further discussion or questions? The motion before you is to use the 1/4 mile perimeter. Clerk, would you call the roll?
Let me get Representative Madam Chair.
Representative Van Leeuwen.
I still am not ready to vote on that particular thing. I think the rest of you are. And I know you just explained it, but I still am not quite seeing what happens here. Authorize that local governments designate land as marginal if. Is that where you're going from?
Yes. If within a minimum. The test we were looking at for parcelization, the first test we looked at was 100 acres with 50% of that made up of small acreage.
Okay, and we just voted on that.
And we voted that down.
To stay with the 100 acres. What did we vote down?
Yes, we voted. We voted down the 320 acres to stay with the 100 acres. This, in essence, would substitute
for this whole issue.
Instead of doing it as like they have up there as a square or having a certain acreage, this would use a perimeter, the county said.
Which is more in line with what they are doing now.
In Marion County.
In Marion County, it's different than what they're doing in Washington County. The counties, when they met this morning, when we asked them if we put standards in this for marginal lands, I gave them, I said, you go out and you tell me which is the easiest way for you to administer the program, and what they came back with, and Washington County disagrees, so I want to make certain people understand that. What is the easiest thing for you to administer? And they came back with a quarter mile perimeter.
Chairperson Hooley, members of the committee, for the record, Gordon Folk, Association of Oregon Counties, I want you to know, again, our reluctance to say absolutely yes, because we obviously have a difference of opinion in the room, and we
yes.
have not sent this by any other planners, and that's one of the reasons that I had asked your staff if we could hold back on the decision on this one until we had a chance to respond. But I understand your need to go through, so I just want to let you know.
We need to go through this bill, and
appreciate
if you come back and the planners from other parts of the world here say, that's terrible, we can always reconsider it. But okay. My task to them was, how do you administer the small parcelization test? What's the easiest thing for the planners to administer? And this is what they came up with.
Okay, and then to continue on for clarity, then the acreage area considered here that this would be in could vary then
would
from
be variable acreage.
What to what?
162,000.
I mean, it's a real variable depending on the land you're originally looking at.
The size of the parcel.
Size of the parcel.
Okay, so what does this do to the land on the hill outside of Klamath Falls? Could do anything, right? Different from what the 100 acres does.
I don't think it's so different from what the 100 acres does. It's just a different way to administer the test, is really all it is. Russ?
If I may, I'll draw our diagram and see if that will clarify.
You want to give your name for the record again, Russ?
Yeah, Russ Nebon, Marion County. If you're going to make a marginal lands designation on an individual parcel, and you have a bunch of other parcels around here of all different sizes, the way the bill reads now with the 100 acres, I would have to look at this piece in combination with a number of different variable configurations for that 100 acres and make sure that there was no combination that would meet the test before I made the decision as to whether that qualified as marginal land. If you know what a daisy petal looks like, you could have one proposal that went like this, and another one like this, and another one like this, one that went like this. You'd have to check them all out to see whether or not it met the criteria to see if that parcel qualified. And the radius, well, it's just like that. And from an administration standpoint, for my purposes, it's simpler. In terms of Washington County, if you're dealing with a bunch of parcels that are strung out like this, that then enables them to take advantage of putting in as many small parcels as possible and making that configuration fit the situation, but it then ignores what's going on the parcels that may be right nearby, the ones that they're designating for marginal land.
Well, and I think the difference with what you're talking about, Russ, and what Washington County is talking about is the fact that Washington County has already done a lot of this, which I don't think most of the counties have done, which is to your advantage. Any further discussion on the motion? Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Parkinson?
Aye.
Representative Priestley?
Aye.
Representative Trahern? Representative Troop?
Aye.
Representative Van Leeuwen?
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
No.
Representative Bradbury?
Aye.
Representative Hill?
Aye.
Chair Hooley?
Aye. Motion passes. Could I get Mr. Banner and Mr. Nebon up here? Russ? we have to quickly make a decision on whether that should be, now we've got the radius around the piece of property.
Okay.
Now, should 50% of that land be in 20 acres or less, or should 60% of that land be in 20 acres or less? That is a decision that there wasn't any consensus on. Would you each quickly give your argument for your position?
Now, Richard Benner, when the farmers initially proposed the small ownerships test on the Senate side, it was 320 acres, 70% of which had to be in ownerships 20 acres and smaller. Then it went to 320 down to 50%. And then, of course, at the last minute, it went from 320 down to 100 acres. In discussions, Agriculture for Oregon has thought that they would prefer 320 with 50% having to be in ownerships 20 acres or smaller, but possibly the 320 acres could come down a bit because then counties would have flexibility to use it in areas where they couldn't before, if they couldn't find a pocket of land that was 320 acres in size. But if it did go below 320, then to assure that we had identified, or that an area of small ownerships, a genuine area of small ownerships, had been identified, as the area got smaller, the percentage of small ownerships should go up. And that's the basis for choosing 60%, because you're getting to a smaller area, and it makes sense to the farmers that within that smaller area, a larger concentration of small ownerships exist.
Could you tell me how you feel now that you have a variable acreage test, 160 being the minimum, how you feel about that 50-60? Does this test change your mind on that because you do have a variable acreage test?
It is variable. It can be as small as about 200 acres, I believe. If you draw your perimeter around a 10-acre parcel, you could be talking about 200 acres or less.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess our inclination is to be conservative, so that we don't include farm operations or parts of farm operations or land that's now lying fallow and has been for 3 years but still is good farmland. Let's be conservative and not draw too much of that in.
Maris?
Madam Chairperson, members of the committee, Russ Nibon, Marion County, I think Representative Parkinson pointed to the issue, and that is the benefit of marginal lands designation is for those parcels that are going to be 40 acres and larger, because then they can divide them down into 20s or smaller. And I think that if you take a 40-acre parcel and put a quarter-mile radius around it, you're going to have an acreage that's 300 or 400 acres. The proponents of the bill over on the Senate side ended up with a situation where it was 320 acres and 50%. I think, in effect, we've got the equivalent of that situation now, and we ought to keep it at 50%. If you look at the Washington County situation and you increase it to 60%, you're going to be ruling more areas out. I think 50% is an adequate test, and I think it's the equivalent of a 320-acre 50% test, which I think has had some level of consensus in the past.
Madam Chair?
Representative Drew.
When you say rule more out, could you give me some perspective on that? What is your intention, to get as broad a sweep as you can, or what do you mean by, what do you want?
Representative Troop, I haven't studied it, but I just remember hearing in the Senate hearings that Mr. Benner showed up before the committee and said that when they had the 320, 70% test, that it applied to very few places in Washington County, and they were willing to go down to 320 and 50 because that did open it up a bit. And I'm saying that in substituting the quarter-mile radius, we really have not changed the 320 in terms of how it's going to be applied in most situations. Technically, you may have a situation where it would be down in the 200-acre range, but practically speaking, I think we've got the equivalent.
Representative Parkinson, I believe I interrupted you and you had a question.
No, I think a statement, but I would assume that the reason they're going to want to be in marginal lands most often is so they can break something up. So if I think that you'll find the acreage normally would be 40 acres or more. So there's no advantage if you have a high percentage test, I would think.
Representative Bradbury and then Representative
It seems to me, given the lot of record provisions on marginal land, which is wide open, that I don't think it's quite accurate to say the only benefit of getting designated as marginal land is if you're 40 acres or larger. I think anybody with any size parcel that can get designated as marginal land can develop a lot of record. So I think it's very possible that a 2-acre parcel, for that matter, could, I don't think it's right to say that a 40-acre parcel is about the place where you start to become interested in marginal land, because of the lot of record provisions if you're designated as marginal land.
Representative Anderson.
The department on June the 3rd, I believe is the date, said our experience in reviewing plans and exceptions has demonstrated that 20 acres is the break point between lands that can still be managed for farm uses and those which have clearly been divided so far as to reasonably preclude any reaggregation, requiring that at least 50% of any qualifying area to be composed of these small parcels is quite reasonable in our judgment. That's the department stand.
I wonder, given the fact that the smallest parcel would be 160 acres, if it's just a quarter mile radius, includes four 40-acre parcels. And you're concerned, Mr. Benner, about that, and would you go with the compromise that it'd be 50% but no less than 100 acres?
It can't be less than 100 acres.
Yes, right now it has to be a minimum of 160, probably 200.
But the part that is parcelized into 20 acres or less has to see, 50% of 160 acres is only 80 acres. But if you make it so that the minimum, it'd be a minimum of 100 acres that is parcelized, but 50%, then you have you really in effect have 60% on the smallest parcel. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that? This is so complicated already, we might as well work in another wrinkle into it.
This is an onion farm, how you like them onions?
Is that not a seriously proposedly considered?
Yeah, I think it is.
No, you agree.
Well, just from my off-the-cuff consideration of that, if you do that, you complicate the definition of the test, and it might be better if we're just trying to come from 50 to 60 to go to 55, rather than to complicate the test by saying at least 100 acres has to be in small ownerships.
That's complicated. This bill is much more complicated than that.
Okay, do I have any kind of a motion of what, do you want 50, 55, 60, 70, going? Representative Parkinson.
Just to try to move something, I'd move 50%.
Representative Parkinson moves 50%.
Madam Chair.
Representative Troop.
Call for the question.
Thank you, Representative Troop. Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Priestley.
Aye.
Representative Trahern. Representative Troop.
Aye.
Representative Van Loon?
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Bradbury?
No.
Representative Hill? Representative Parkinson?
Aye.
Chair Hooley?
No. What was the vote?
Troop changes to no.
5 ayes, 2 noes, 2 absent.
Troop changes to no. Motion fails. Do I have another motion?
Madam Chair?
Representative Parkinson?
I won't do it.
Now, we do have caucus in right now. Can we get this settled?
I like 100 acres minimum and 50%.
Anyone willing to go for 55?
Well, that doesn't work out with acreages, does it?
55%?
No. Madam Chair.
Representative Troop.
I move we reconsider the last vote, having voted on the prevailing side.
Representative Troop moves that we reconsider the vote, having voted on the prevailing side. Any objection to reconsidering the vote? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Troop, would you like to move the 50 again?
Let's
if you reconsider
reconsidering the vote.
We have it before us.
Oh, okay. We've reconsidered the vote.
I was trying to figure out how to frame that.
We're back to 50%. Clerk, would you call the roll?
Tom's trying to get through this.
Representative Trahern. Representative Troop.
Aye.
Representative Van Leeuwen.
Aye.
Representative Anderson. Representative Bradbury.
Aye.
Representative Hill. Representative Parkinson.
Aye.
Representative Priestley.
Aye.
Chair Hooley.
No. Motion passes.
Can you hold up for 60 or not?
2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Don't we? We reconsidered the vote and only had.
There is one thing.
Oh, there's one last thing we could do before we break for caucuses. Mr. Steer is here. You want to come up? Remember the other day we talked about designations on not capable of producing 85 or more cubic feet of merchantable timber per year? And I asked the committee if they would like to break it up into areas. He's done that, and he's here with a recommendation. Okay. Do you want to go through that, David?
For the record, Dave Steer of the State Forestry Department.
This is line 10, yeah.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to correct that a little bit. I'm not here with a recommendation, but simply a clarification if the committee desires to make a break
of
productivity by geographic area.
Okay.
In that case, I would suggest that the standard of any land over 20 cubic feet per acre per year be applied to all the land east of the summit of the Cascades. That 50 cubic feet per acre per year be used for that land west of the summit of the Cascades and south of the Lane-Douglas County line. And the standard of 85 cubic feet per acre per year be used for the land west of the Cascade summit and north of the Lane-Douglas County line.
Can you do that again?
50-85.
Okay, the 20 cubic feet per acre per year minimum would be on all land east of the summit of the Cascade Range. 50 cubic feet per acre per year, that land west of the Cascades and south of the Lane-Douglas County line. And 85 cubic feet per acre per year to that land west of the summit of the Cascades and north of the Lane-Douglas County line.
So you have sort of the northwest section, then the southwest section,
southwest,
and then the east section.
How about do the Coos area Prairie? For 80 cubic feet again?
Shouldn't they be?
85 cubic feet per acre per year.
No, you said 85.
85, yes. 80. That's the part of the land west of the summit of the Cascades and north of the Lane-Douglas County line.
When you do 20 cubic feet, how much land are you, approximately, are you saying would be eligible out of the total?
That's a difficult question to answer. The statistics that we have do not break out forested lands separate from all other, like rangeland, for example. It would fall into the category of rangeland in eastern Oregon. And I don't have the figure right off the top of my head, but it is quite large, but it includes a lot of area that is in juniper and other things that are not considered really forest trees.
Madam Chair.
Representative Drew.
I would be willing to wager, though we don't do such things, but I would be willing to wager that there would be more land out east of the mountains at 20 than there would be in the Willamette Valley at 85.
I believe that's correct.
I think it's a reasonable standard east of the mountain.
Do I hear 15?
Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson.
It is our objective here to define timber yield so that nothing could qualify?
Yeah.
How much, my planner, does he have yields in Marion County, my district?
Yes.
You have them?
Yes. We provided a map to each of the county planners during their planning process or helped them develop the information if we didn't supply it for productivity areas for every county. And none of the areas below 20 were on the map, so that the map contains all the areas that are 20 and above by site class groupings, so that these breaks could be made.
I think what Dave came up with is what 20 or under would probably be considered marginal lands in eastern Oregon. If you couldn't produce 50 cubic feet or more, that would be considered marginal lands in the southwestern part of the state. And if you couldn't produce 85 cubic feet or more in the northwest part of the state, that would probably be considered marginal.
Madam Chair?
Representative Tu?
I'll move those three figures just to see if that seems acceptable to the committee.
Any discussion? No, Representative?
I'd kind of like to know how it affects my county.
Okay, I'll withdraw the motion.
It's proper to have the motion on the floor. No problem with that. Can I ask Russ?
Sure, Russ.
The forester, do you have the figures there?
I don't have them specifically for Marion County, no.
I'm just trying to think of it. In the county, what wouldn't grow that much?
Okay.
Russ?
Chairperson Hooley and Representative Parkinson. Over the weekend, I looked at our site class maps, and it's my understanding that site class 4 is below 85?
That's correct, yes.
The south-facing rim and the west-facing rim of the South Salem Hills appears on that map to be site class 4, and that's one of the areas that I consider most likely to be marginal lands. As you get up into the Silverton area, everything is site class 1, 2, and 3, so it would not qualify.
Qualify which way? You say it's below 85.
It would be above 85 everywhere except in the South Salem Hills.
Madam Chair, one other question.
Representative Parkinson.
The same paragraph here starting on line 8, does the 100 acres still pertain?
No.
That's knocked out?
No, that's still there.
No.
See, this is going
in. Was the intent to knock it out, or is that supposed to stay in?
We discussed the issue with regard to the parcelization test, which was viewed as lines 5 to 7, so I can only say that we have not discussed
the 100 acres.
The 100 acres with regard to.
It wouldn't appear that it's
to the
appropriate.
I don't think it's appropriate.
Acreage, if it's a soil test.
Madam Chair?
Representative Tru?
You didn't allow me to withdraw my motion, did you? I'll call for the question.
Madam Chairperson?
Representative Priestley?
How about Coos and Curry County? Shouldn't they be 85?
North of Douglas County, west of the Cascade, 50.
That's
a judgment call on this.
Judgment call, yeah. There are quite a few areas in Coos County particularly that have quite high site, and it'd be difficult for them to meet any of the tests, I think.
Let's see, if you raise it to 85, that makes it more likely, doesn't it? You can get confused.
Yeah.
The higher the number, Representative Priestley, the less.
The more marginal land
it would be. That's correct. Yes.
We better pull this to conclusion.
Well, we've got the caucus 10 minutes ago. I think we will leave our discussion with her. Thank you very much for coming. And we will take this up on Friday.
You want me to withdraw my motion?
Why don't you just withdraw it?
Okay, I will withdraw.
Meeting's adjourned.
Well, back to Friday.